The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos. We have Vaughn Eaglin in studio, and his wife, Katricia, is here with us as well. And it's good to see everybody. Hey. I see that you got your ketchup, Diamond.
Oh, yeah. Burn brought gifts.
What kind of ketchup is this? Like organic ketchup or something?
Well, you know, the thing about this, this is my favorite ketchup in the world, and I'm not getting paid for this. I just, when I find really wonderful products, I really do try to pass the word on to other people, and I'm a ketchup lover. I just love ketchup. I love mustard. I love pickles. I love onions. I love sauerkraut. Basically, I love everything that you could put on a veggie dog or a veggie burger.
Condiments. You're the condiment.
I'm the condiment girl. Okay. But anyway, so Primal Kitchen makes this ketchup, that spicy ketchup.
I love spicy ketchup.
Yeah. Most people do. Have you ever had spicy ketchup?
I don't think I've ever had spicy.
What?
But I love ketchup.
Well, this product in particular has no sugar in it. It was created by a chef that worked with Mark Sisson, I believe. It's Primal Kitchen is the name of it. Mm-hmm. I get mine at Natural Grocer. I don't know where else they carry it. But wait till you try it, Diamond. You are never going to want another ketchup in your life. I guarantee it.
I'm looking forward to it. I know that Whataburger has a spicy ketchup, and I've never had it.
Yeah. So their spicy ketchup is good, but it's full of sugar and all kinds of things that aren't good for you. This is a clean, sugar-free ketchup a spicy ketchup too. They have both versions that taste amazing. And so, here we are talking about ketchup. But you know what?
It's okay.
Hey,
it's all right.
Ketchup is a big part of America.
It is. It is. Every hot dog and hamburger.
It's a staple.
Loves you for this plug that you give.
Well,
right
and now. kids love ketchup.
Yeah,
that's how you get them to eat stuff. You drag it through ketchup, right?
I see people put ketchup on pizza, and I mean not just hot dogs and hamburgers, but just almost like everything. I have a cousin of mine; she uses ketchup. It doesn't matter; it's spaghetti, whatever. She uses ketchup all the time. So
I've seen people put ketchup on eggs. Okay. I know that's a big thing.
I love ketchup on eggs.
Really,
really,
like scrambled eggs or
ketchup on eggs.
Scrambled eggs. My dad was the cook in the family. My dad would make scrambled eggs and hash browns almost every morning. And we would get a bowl of it, and I would put ketchup and make it into like a
scramble.
Just a scramble with the ketchup on every single bit of it.
Wow.
I'm talking like probably 2 or 3 tablespoons of ketchup.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
I don't know how to feel
do
about
that one.
This.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people do.
Some people do.
There are
just
a lot
not,
of people.
You're
do
right.
That. Yeah.
I agree with you. I see them do it. It's just not my thing. You know?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. So.
Well, I was going to bring French fries in with me, Diamond. I was going to stop at Shake Shack and get everybody like a veggie burger. And
okay.
I was thinking that should I get you a veggie burger, Vaughn?
You know what? I'm trying to do a lot more. Well,
plant-based?
I'm trying to do exactly because.
Well, you're the one that told me about Sun Warrior.
You're right. You're right. In fact, I got my Sun Warrior drink with me right now.
I got
now.
My Sun Warrior bar in my purse.
And so, yeah. So I'm trying to do maybe just like one portion of meat a day. And so
nice.
That's at least I'm trying to cut back quite
there
a bit.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and well, you're the plant-based guy. Yeah, like as I said, you're the one that turned me on to Sun Warrior. But you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it, Diamond. I can't wait for your report when you come back.
I'm a little jealous. I want some of this. So,
maybe she'll let you try some during the show and like during one of the breaks.
Okay.
I asked Avi, did they sell French fries downstairs in the kitchen?
I smell something down there.
So I don't know. Do they? Have you been down there, Diamond? Do they sell French fries?
Yeah, they do. They
have there
them.
You go.
Okay.
They have French fries.
Okay. So during the break, we're gonna go get some fries.
All right.
And then we're gonna all try it. We'll do it after Forrest Kelly.
You're warming my heart right now. Like I'm a foodie and I love food.
And you're a chip man.
And I'm a fat guy at heart, you know what I mean? Yeah, my wife tells, she's in studio, she always says that if you weren't working out as much as you do, you would be obese because I just eat all the time.
I'm the same way, man. I love my chips at night.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I was noshing on last night.
Chipaholic.
Yeah.
I'm a chipaholic.
What did I eat yesterday? You know, my kids are out of town for 12 days.
So
yesterday was my first day of
freedom.
True freedom.
True freedom.
I still have 23 animals at home.
Oh,
and so,
I saw some pictures online. I saw that.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were playing with the animals. So you could dance all you want to.
I did
dance.
You know what? Last night was the first time I really, really danced. And you can appreciate this, Katricia, because you're a dancer as well. I danced for over an hour last night to the point of exhaustion. And then I went to bed. But before I went to bed, I sweeped through the kitchen and got a couple of snackaroos.
There you go. There you go. So, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, I justified it. Yeah. I mean, I've burned for an hour.
Of course. Yeah.
I love to dance. And so I'm going to do a lot of dancing over the next 12 days.
That's awesome.
We thought about last night. I actually was going to put some social media tweets out and stuff, or just not tweets, but sometimes tweet because I use.
Yeah.
Typically, I do that because it hooks up with Shazam
it's
easier.
Yeah.
It's all synced together,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll put it out quickly instead of me having to stop my. You know,
my groove
to, you know, put a post up. And I thought, no, you know what? I just want to be alone. And there
be
I
in
was.
The moment.
Be in
Dance
the moment.
Party.
Yeah. So speaking of being in the moment, oh, my gosh, we have some really great content coming up today. You're not going to want to miss it. Von Eaglin, if you're just now joining the show, have maybe never listened before, is a licensed professional counselor supervisor that works with two group practices in the Dallas area. He is amazing. Today he's talking about falling in love with relationship potential. Yeah. This is such a comical topic. It really is. Right?
Yeah,
People are always looking. They're all like instantly evaluating, right?
Always.
I know so many people like that.
Gosh.
Yeah. So once you see them, you just start evaluating.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's probably very natural, though, right?
Yeah. You know,
because we are meant to, cohabitate and procreate.
Yeah. So anytime you see somebody, you know, like the first thing you're attracted to is some type of non-physical or non-verbal gesture that they do,
mm-hmm.
because most of your attraction to people is typically non-verbal. And when you see them, you know, the way they're sitting, the way they carry themselves, the way
mm-hmm.
they look at you, like you start to be attracted to that person. And most people, within the first 5 seconds, they would know, hey, you know what? I would have sex with this person, or I wouldn't
really?
Have sex with them. Wait,
Think
about it, Bernadette. Probably less than that sometimes. You can look at a guy and you can be like, okay, I would not do that.
Now, there is one guy that did that to me.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
My head jerked back. I'm not
like,
kidding you.
Yeah, whiplash.
Like someone had a cane around my neck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, what the?
Yeah.
Look at
And I did end up with him.
Did you?
For a very long time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Well, you
indeed.
Knew from the very moment you saw him.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I did. Like, I was like, was that an energy thing too, you think?
For some people, yeah. You know, there are some people that you're just unconsciously attracted to. You don't know why. It's just something that just pulls you in.
Yeah.
And for some people, you know, sometimes that attraction grows over time. You know, there are some people like, oh, you know what? We've talked about this. The law of propinquity. You love the one you're with. The closer you're with someone, sometimes you begin to like have this natural attraction to them. But sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But for some people, yeah, you just see them. When I first saw Katricia, I was like, yeah. She doesn't like when I say this. I said, yeah, I want that one. Like, I want that. Like, I want that to be my wife.
Well, you're lovely.
You
I can see why.
Like food.
She sounds.
Make her sound like a piece of
That's objective. Yeah, I mean, it objectifies you. But I said, you know what? I would really like to talk to that young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he did.
No, I get it. I can see where you guys are a good match. She is a wonderful, a very Southern belle. right?
So I'll let her tell it to you. So
yeah,
I rarely hear Southern belle.
There you go. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got Dr. Forrest Talley coming up on the show today as well. This is crazy. We're going to be talking about pre-marriage checklist. This is going to be funny, too. It really is. If you're out there thinking about getting married, there are some things you need to know first.
Oh, yeah.
Because divorce is messy, ugly, and expensive.
That it is.
And you can destroy your children.
Doesn't it cost more to get divorced than it does to get married?
It's cheaper to keep her.
Yeah.
Cheaper to keep her. So.
Yeah.
So it does. Typically, it depends because.
Cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper to keep it.
See, I want
to
poke you in the eyes right now.
That's God talk.
I know.
That's such a Vaughn statement.
It is. It's cheaper to keep her. So that's a song. I'm quoting a song right now.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, okay. So the thing about it is that the more you're invested with somebody, the longer you're with that person, then the more they become important to you. So a lot of times you start to get all this history together. You have, investments tied together, children together. So that person typically becomes more important to you over time. But a lot of times if you're not doing the work on the front end and you're getting the premarital advice, Katricia and I went through 3 sets of premarital counseling. You know, she had to make sure that I wasn't crazy because I was a little off. I think I told you I was kind of like a recovering narcissist a little bit.
Yeah.
And
Yes, so, you've told us.
Yeah. So,
you've mentioned it a time or two.
So,
yeah.
Triple check.
I don't talk about the stuff on there that I've told you guys because Katricia doesn't know all the stuff I've told you. So.
Yeah. Oh, she doesn't?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Katricia, you need to go back and listen on the podcast.
Well, I have a few secrets I could share.
Oh, yeah. Mama.
Well, you know, it's good, though, that, you know, I think it's good that you don't share everything to the point of nauseam.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Uh-huh. So, well,
can it make it, then you're like, I don't know, almost like, I don't know, if you share too much with someone, they, I don't know what I'm trying to say
Here. You know, you have to have something outside the relationship. I'll say that because Katricia, when I first met her, she was like, you know what, you need to get some friends because I was putting all of my effort into the relationship and I was becoming what we call
intrusive.
Yeah, a bugaboo. So I was always in her space, and she said, you know what, if I'm the only thing that's important to you, you don't have anything else to balance out. When this thing goes south, or if it goes south, then how will you deal with stuff? So
to bounce ideas off of.
Yeah. So I needed some mentors, some people that could.
Well, you're going to make a great life coach. You just now began. In fact, if you want to follow Katricia Eaglin, you can follow her and contact her on Instagram at Expressive Life Coaching. That's excellent advice that you gave your husband.
I think she's the smart one in the relationship.
Well, you know, you don't want anyone to ever feel like they're hanging around your neck.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
Yeah, we spoke earlier about a book that I found called Boundaries when we first got married and how important that was for me to establish boundaries in our marriage because I did feel a little
overwhelmed.
Why would you feel that?
Overwhelmed.
I'm an overwhelming kind of guy.
Do you need a lot of attention, Vaughn?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Most men do.
Me too. Me too. So it balances it.
Oh, my God.
Most men do. I'm going to come back to that.
Most men do. They do.
What
just
kind
saying.
What kind of attention are we talking about? I don't know.
Well, you got to feed them. You have to, you know.
You got to sex them down every now and then.
Yeah, there you go.
All that kind of stuff.
I don't know about every night.
I said every now and then. Every now and then.
Well, sex should be natural. It should be something you both want.
Yeah. Ideally.
I love having you in a studio, Katricia. This is fun.
This is fun.
You don't feel like we're picking on you, do you?
No. I'm kind of used to it.
He's like, this is awesome.
No,
Oh, no. You guys are great. Okay, so we're going to go to break, and we'll be back with Dr. Forrest Talley. We're going to be talking about your pre-marriage checklist. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I have Vaughn Eaglin and his lovely wife, Katricia, in studio with us today. And I also have Dr. Forrest Talley on the line. He is a clinical psychologist who has been helping adults, teens, and children for over 30 years. For 20 years, he worked with the CARE Center, that's C-A-A-R-E, in a clinic with the University of California Davis Medical Center. In 2008, he deployed to Iraq and worked as the primary psychologist. Invictus Psychological Services is Dr. Talley's private practice, which was started in 2017. You can find him at ForrestTalley.com. That's Forrest, T-A-L-L-E-Y, ForrestTalley.com. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you doing today, Dr. Talley?
Well, I'm doing great, thanks. How are you, Bernadette?
I'm good. I'm relaxed. Maybe a little too relaxed, but I am relaxed, and it's always good to have you in studio. And I absolutely love what we're talking about today. I think so many people really need to consider this premarital checklist before they get married to avoid a lot of painful situations that could come from not marrying the right person for yourself. So, you know, you've given us a premarriage checklist. So let's go over these. The first one is confidence. Can you please explain to our audience why confidence is so critical in a relationship?
Yeah, because what it does is it frees the relationship to develop without being encumbered by the excessive need to focus on reassuring one another of your importance, either in your workplace, in your life, et cetera. Now, everybody needs reassurance once in a while. That's not the point, is to do away with that. But I think we have all had friends or acquaintances who lack confidence to such a degree that your relationship with them really takes on the more of the tenor of, you know, you're constantly providing emotional first aid.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
And you sure don't want that in your marriage.
Well, no. And as you know, you write that it really breeds suspicion and dependency and resentment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because if you lack confidence, at least at the extreme ends, then you're always going to be wondering, why is this person with me, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of the Groucho Marx joke of I'd never belong to a club that would have me as a member.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, no, and you know, number two on this list is a big one, too, generosity. Because, you know, I have to say, I was married to someone who wasn't very generous, and I was. And it was a huge point of difference in our marriage and a huge conflict.
I'll bet. Yeah, it's bound to be. Because marriage is tough. And you know, as I told my son got married a couple of years ago, and one of the things I was mentioning to him, I said, you know, son, if you don't end up thinking that you're probably putting more into the marriage than your wife is, then you're probably not putting enough into the marriage, because it requires that of you. And we always tend to think, well, they're not doing enough, or I'm doing more than they are. You have to, with a generous spirit, it's more, what more can I do?
Mm-hmm. When you say
I can imagine if you married somebody who wasn't generous, that's going to be a constant conflict.
Well, yeah, no, it was. And it ultimately led to the demise. I'd say that's one of the number one things. I'm just very generous. I was raised to be very generous, generous on every level. And some people are just not like that. And it does cause a lot of conflict, ultimately divorce in my case. And so it is a big deal. So on this list, number three, you have humility. Let's talk about that and why that's such an important characteristic to have as a person.
Yeah, well, it's the idea that you're not the center of the universe, basically. And so if you don't have that sense of humility, then you're likely to start to think that your needs are of excessive importance. And then it becomes really difficult to not only focus on the other, on your spouse, and to be generous and attentive as much as you should be, mm-hmm. but also when your spouse falls short and it causes you some grief, if you don't have some humility and sense that you are really not the center of the universe, it's difficult to show your spouse the grace that's required to say, you know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, humility is, it's kind of difficult to explain. That's how I feel anyway, because, you know, people think that humility is like, oh, I don't have to drive a nice car, or I don't have to have a lot of material things. I'm a very humble person. I can live simply. But it goes so much deeper than that, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it has. It really just has to do as I was saying a second ago, more with a recognition of the importance of others. Mm. So as C.S. Lewis said, and I had written this down, and it's so trenchant, it's that humility isn't thinking less of yourself, it's just thinking of yourself less.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, then you're freed up to think of course, your spouse, your family, and others more. And that's what makes for really deeply rewarding relationships.
Yeah. Is there any kind of test for humility? Like, so if you can tell that a potential spouse may be lacking in it?
Well, I would be looking to see how easily offended the person is.
Ooh.
and how willing they are to not be the center of attention, and not just because they happen to be shy or insecure, but because they're willing to just step out of that. And so there's all kinds of instances where that's going to occur while you're dating, where you can see, is this person willing to take a sort of a lesser position, maybe at the dinner table, where they're not the one that's regaling everyone with their stories, but they're sitting back listening and really listening, really mm-hmm. attentive to mm-hmm. what the other people are saying, really providing some feedback or enjoying what the other person is doing. You know, when you think of the opposite of humility, what you think of is the narcissist. Mm. And so maybe the easiest way to think to spot humility is, first of all, think about what would this person be doing if they were being somewhat narcissistic.
That's interesting, and I get it. I agree. Actually, so many things. You know, like as you said, marriage is so difficult. It is very, very difficult at times, and so many people don't stay together anymore. And one of the pre-marriage checklist, one of your items is humor. I personally can never hang with someone that doesn't have a great sense of humor, and I think it's so critical. But why is it so critical, Dr. Talley?
Well, because it's sort of enlivens the marriage and puts things in perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's if you can't have a sense of humor about some of the things you're going to face in a marriage, it's going to be really tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember talking to a young mom just recently, and the need for humor came up because she's trying to teach her little boy stay in bed all night. And he was having a tantrum, and she shut the door, and eventually he fell asleep. When she went in to see how her two-year-old was doing, there he was, had taken out his dirty diaper, and and it was filled with poop, and it was spread everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, you know, it's 1 a.m, and I started to laugh. Okay, yeah. That makes it easier, right?
Right, right. Oh, yeah, instead of losing your mind. No, people,
right.
Well, you know, it's funny. I have a lot of those circumstances with my dogs, and people will say to me, Bernadette, I just don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. And it's because I have such a great sense of humor. You have to laugh at stuff like that. You really do, because you can't do it. Losing your mind isn't going to help. That's for
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, humor is kind of like the shock absorbers that help you get over the bumps in life.
Well, and it's also a sign of intelligence, and I like intelligence. And so if somebody's got a great sense of humor, they're typically very intelligent or more enlightened, thinking at higher level thinking. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would generally agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
I would just say nobody wants to wake up next to Eeyore each morning.
No,
so.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Vaughn and Katrina, not Katrina, sorry, Katricia, are laughing at one another and like, carrying on here behind the scenes. It's kind of funny to have them in studio with us today. So we're talking with Dr. Forrest Talley. If you're just now joining us, we're talking about pre-marriage checklist. You can find him at ForrestTalley.com. We're going to continue on here. There's a couple more that we need to talk about. Okay, forgiveness. Forgiveness is huge, huge, huge. Why is it so huge?
Because none of us are perfect, and mm-hmm. all of us will mess up. You know, you start with the obvious, and you know, your spouse will mess up. You will mess up. You will do things that need to, in order for the relationship to stay healthy, that you're going to need forgiveness. It doesn't mean you're going to need an excuse, because obviously sometimes there is no excuse,
mm-hmm.
but you will need forgiveness where the person shows you the grace to say, yeah, you blew it, and I love you, and I'm not going to hold this against you,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to put it behind us.
Yeah.
And if you cannot put it behind you, you're going to carry it with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love the Lord's Prayer, not to get real religious here, but that's one that I often read about, forgiving each other's trespasses.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
Yeah. You cannot have a full life, I don't think, unless you learn to forgive. And none of us are perfect at it,
mm-hmm.
but you better find a forgiving spouse unless you're perfect.
Well, I think it takes a certain amount of humility to become. They're all connected. If someone is forgiving, they don't have a big ego. They're not narcissist. They're very forgiving because they have a more compassionate heart, less focused on them,
yeah.
on themselves,
oh, wow.
right?
Yeah. No, that's very insightful. I agree with you entirely. They are connected in that way.
Yeah. Well, okay, so loyalty's on this list. So, Dr. Talley, I was raised Italian mostly. Even though my mother was Irish, my father was Italian. It was a big Italian home full of loyalty. I mean, I learned at the age of 4 about loyalty and how important it is. Why is it so important that everyone remains loyal, especially if they're married?
Oh, it has to do with knowing that no matter what, you're in this together. And if you know that the person is going to be in it with you for the long haul, it allows you to face the hardships in life that otherwise would be very difficult to face alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Most people don't want to face the hardships in life alone. So if they start to question whether their spouse is loyal, they start to, many times unconsciously, look for somebody who will face it with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where you hear of a lot of office affairs and things, emotional infidelity and all mm-hmm. that going mm-hmm. on. It's where people are seeking that, and I'm not making excuses for that
right.
at all. I'm just saying they're seeking something that they're not, that they don't perceive themselves to be getting from their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if you can look at your spouse and say, yeah, we have our differences, we have our problems, but this person is loyal. This person, you know, would walk through fire for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much you can't face together.
Yeah, especially if you're loyal. Exactly. If you're loyal to one another, you can go through anything. On this list is duty, and then courage. Let's talk about duty. What do you mean by this?
Well, by duty, I mean a sense that you need to do the thing that you have been called to or agreed to do. That is, you're duty bound. And so, for instance, when I was in the Army, I'd given an oath, and that I was duty bound to fulfill that oath.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing in marriage, where not only the oaths that are exchanged at the altar, but just the general sense of this is what a spouse should do, and then you're going to do it. If you don't have that sense of duty, that this isn't about whether my spouse has been kind to me today or has been in a good mood or has done any of these things. This is about the need for me to fulfill my mm-hmm. duty to my spouse.
Yeah.
Then you're going to get through those tough times where you might otherwise think, no, they haven't been pleasant, they haven't been this, and I'm just not going to fulfill my duty. Well,
yeah.
Then that's the beginning of a marriage that starts to unravel
right.
because you can't count on one another.
Right. Duty is about sticking to one another, even through thick and thin. I think when you say duty, it's difficult too. It's kind of intangible. It's one of those things that's kind of hard to describe in so many ways. And you did it beautifully, I might add, Dr. Talley. Last on this list is courage. So you say to find someone who refuses to be controlled by fear. Why is that so important?
That's the bottom line, isn't it? Because life is tough, and you, I don't know of anybody who doesn't go through some really scary moments in life. And if you're controlled by the fear that arises in those moments, then you won't do the things that you should do. But if you just acknowledge the fear and decide that I'm going to act the way that I know that I should, then you're in control of yourself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And so the person that acts on fear is controlled by fear. The person that acts on courage, even feeling fearful, is in control of himself. And who doesn't want a spouse that's fully in control of themselves?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's critical. It's absolutely critical for so many things, and they're all connected. And I love the pre-marriage checklist that you wrote in your blog, 9 Essential Qualities for a Spouse. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today, Dr. Talley. It's always a pleasure.
It's always fun. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Always. Thank you. And everyone, I hope you enjoyed listening to Dr. Talley. You can find him at ForrestTalley.com. He is an incredible psychologist. And next, we've got Von Eaglin coming up. Again, same kind of thing. Love this guy. He's tremendous at what he does. We're going to be talking about falling in love with relationship potential. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
It's elementary. Try to separate them. It's an illusion.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Heard that song in a very long time. Who's that by? I don't even remember.
The Spinners.
The who? The Spinners?
Will you
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Von Eaglin in studio with me, Katricia Eaglin, and she's wonderful. She is the director of Expressive Life Coaching and part of the Coach Training Alliance. And of course, Von Eaglin, he's a regular on the show. Today, we're going to be doing Burn On With Von, a call-in segment.
Call us.
Call us, 214-787-1190. That's 214-787-1190. If you've got a question for Von or me, either one or for both of us. I'm not an expert like Von, but you know, I've been around for a while. I know some stuff.
You got some good life experience.
I do have some good life experience, but Von Eaglin is a licensed professional counselor supervisor that works with two group practices in the Dallas area. He is a certified couple relationship trainer and sees a wide range of clients addressing men's issues, anger management, abuse, and addiction, just to name a few. He is also a doctoral candidate at the University of North Texas in the Counseling and Higher Education Department. His PhD research focuses on couple relationships dialogue, and you can find him at PrestonPlaceCounseling.com. That's PrestonPlaceCounseling.com, or follow him on Instagram at Von Talks. 214-787-1190 is the number if you want to ask us a question. Today we're talking about falling in love with relationship potential. So let's define relationship potential, Von, and how does it work?
Well, relationship potential is really when people start, like when you first meet somebody, you mm-hmm. start this evaluative process where you begin to evaluate the relationship. So you start figuring out, like, is this the person I really want to be with? Like, what do they like to do? What are their ambitions? What is their career trajectory? You know, am I really attracted to this person physically, emotionally, mentally? Do they like to travel? What kind of fun do they like to have? You know, what's really their value system? So you start looking at, where is this relationship really going to end? Do our lives match together? Because everybody really has an agenda whenever you meet each other. So there's an agenda of a dream that you want to accomplish within a relationship. And when you have that dream, you're trying to figure out, does this person I just met, do they fit that dream? Mm-hmm. And so whenever you're starting to assess the relationship potential, you start looking at, again, you go through this evaluation of, are they going to match up to this dream or this agenda that I have for my life pattern? And so you start to really evaluate the potential.
Well, I guess, and everybody does this, both male and female. Don't men do it a little more, though, based on looks? I mean, let's be honest,
well,
right?
I don't know.
That would be, you know what? I would probably say yes, to be honest with you, because, and this is a biological thing, because women, even your self-esteem a lot of times is based on how you look. A lot of women base their self-esteem on how they look, and that's just how we're socialized into doing it. Because, you know, whenever I'm meeting a friend of mine, he says, hey, I'm dating this new girl, the first thing I ask him, what does she look like?
Show me
a picture, man.
Yeah, and
like,
you said,
she have the goods?
And you guys talk about boobs right out of the gate.
Yeah,
you said that a couple of weeks ago.
We talk about boobs.
I'm black, so we talk about boobies a lot more.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, okay. I like nice hips, so, okay. You know. But my wife's sitting in studio, so
yeah.
I mean, so
lovely.
She knows I like my wife's booty a lot. So anyways.
What if she had everything that you wanted, though, but she wasn't as attractive as she is?
I would have an issue.
You would have an issue.
Well, here's the thing. I had a client earlier this week who said this person lined up with everything I wanted. So from financials to their career trajectory, they made a lot of money, they're on my level, so on and so forth. I dated the person for years, and then I broke up with them. Well, why'd you break up with them? Because I wasn't attracted to them.
Wow.
Just that simple.
Men have it easier than women. I don't know how I can broach this subject without getting in trouble or in deep water, but there's a lot of things that women want to know about men before they, become involved with them. And they just really have no way of telling.
Oh, you're jumping right in here. Are you talking about bedroom talk, Bernadette?
I'm just saying, you know, if men, I mean, it seems shallow.
It does. Are women shallow?
That your breast size would determine whether or not you're as desirable. I'm just saying.
Well,
and so, because there's a lot of things about men that are desirable that maybe you can't, walk up and go, he met that criteria. You know what I'm saying?
There is a biological thing here because, you know, a lot of times when women look a certain way, there's more estrogen inside of the body. And like, for instance, most men, whenever you have a lot of testosterone coursing through your veins, you have a more masculine jawline, whereas women have a more narrow jawline. So you're looking, it is a biological piece to it. So, mm-hmm. you know, when you're looking at relationship potential, like some people, would you ever date a man that's shorter than you?
Yes,
you
I have.
Would. Lexi?
Depends
or
upon the
Aviana?
Man.
Yeah.
Probably
most,
not.
If
most
he's 4'11",
men are pretty
if he's
short.
4'11", you know what I mean? And he's little, you know, and
my
he's a little pudgy.
My first boyfriend was kind of short, but kinda he shorty. But he was very smart.
Okay, all right.
And handsome.
Most women that I meet say, I would not date a man who's shorter than me. That well, he has to at least be my height.
Well, never yeah. say never.
Never say
because
never.
You might end up with a tall jerk.
You might
okay?
end up with a tall jerk. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, come on. We got to look that at the whole package.
True. You're right. Mm-hmm. So people, I have a friend of mine, he says, you
that's
know
what? That's small-minded.
No, it is small-minded, but I'm just saying that people do it, you know. And some people are looking at, okay, I really evaluate genetics. They are literally evaluating people's genetics.
Maybe that's why the divorce rate is so high.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot that goes into the divorce rate. So, you know, but again, you're looking at someone's potential a lot of times. And Gottman Method Couple Therapy, so I'm certified on one, level 1, 2, and 3. We call this building a love map, and that's having a deep inner awareness of who that person is, because the person who you're with today will change. And so love has to, or this relationship, or your care for this person has to change and develop over time. It can't stay the same because the person will inevitably change as well. So, you know, you have to look at that as well. So,
wow. Yeah. Taking us deep into the water, Von Englund.
Trying to. Let's
all
jump
right,
in the deep
so
end.
I got
to
come back to shore till we get back. Okay. And then we're going back deep in the water, everyone. So all stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
What you say, boy? You trying to play court like a game?
Oh my gosh. My welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. Diamond, you're playing that for me and Katricia, aren't you? Because we're the both dancers in the room. Oh my goodness. Lizzo, she's going to be in town in October. I've got tickets. I cannot wait to see her. She's an incredible African-American woman and artist and just an incredible, incredible dancer. It's really crazy. That's the song Boys. If you don't know, it's a really great dance tune. So I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies that bring this programming to you that really have a mission to help us renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Join Sun Warrior and transform the planet one warrior at a time. Go to their website, sunwarrior.com, and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. And of course, Crazy Water is the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Crazy Water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters only wish that they had in their water, because they have incredible minerals, trace minerals that come straight out of the earth and really do help your body and your mind to be so much healthier. Check it out. You've got a choice when you're out there, when you're buying water, buy Crazy Water. It's incredible. And I actually used to sell it at a drift float spa too. So.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that, Ani?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, of course, Paleo Magazine, regular content on the show. I love this magazine. Paleo FX actually is coming up here. They're selling pre-tickets now on sale. I think today's the last day for 2020. It's going to be a great show down in Austin, Texas. Check it out. Paleo Magazine is dedicated to the paleo lifestyle and ancestral health. And, of course, the Wellbeing Journal. You know, I have been reading this publication for years and years, and there's always great information. Dr. Alvin Dannenberg, who was on the show yesterday and is a regular on the show, actually has been a writer for the Wellbeing Journal as well for many, many years, and it's both available in print and digital version. Check it out. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. And of course, Thorn Research. When the highest standards have been met, Thorn creates higher ones. Shop our Thorn dispensary at oneliferadio.com/ for 20% off and shipping on every order. And so there you go. with Von Eaglin, and Katricia Eaglin is in studio with us today as well, his wife, who is a life coach, and she just got started. She's excellent. She really is. You can follow and contact her on Instagram at Expressive Life Coaching. Today, we're talking with Von about falling in love with relationship potential, okay? We've already opened this up quite a bit, and you took us into the deep water right before the break. But so why do some people fall in love with the potential of the relationship, or people that just love to be in love, right?
Well, you know, I would say that every relationship is going to go through phases. You know, whenever you initially meet somebody, the second phase is typically the romantic phase. And that's when, in us psychologists, we call this being in a state of limerence, where everything is perfect. You start to overlook certain things. The person can do no wrong.
You're having a lot of sex.
Yeah, typically. Because the juices are flowing. You have this dopamine, norepinephrine, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So whenever you look at all these positive attributes of this person, at times, you will compromise your deeply held values because of something positive that the person brings to the relationship. And dare I say this, and I'm just being honest with you, in my line of work, I typically see women do this more than men.
Yeah.
You know, so a woman will look at a man because, you know, men, we don't step to the plate as much as women do as a society, because women are outpacing us in, you know, from education standpoint, in terms of like career earning. You guys are, you know, starting to have your career earnings go higher than men in a lot of ways. And you see this equality happen. But a lot of times guys aren't stepping to the plate. And when there's a guy who looks like they have potential, you know, he's getting his stuff together. And a lot of guys, and I'm just going to say it like this, I have a lot of friends that are really good at putting on a facade. Like, you know, I can show you that I have potential, but I really don't have potential. You know, I don't have a pot to piss in. Excuse my language.
Well,
like that.
Okay, go ahead.
Or in Texas, we say, you know what? Big hat, no cattle. You know, and so.
What is it? Big hat?
Big hat.
No cattle.
No cattle. No cattle. So cattle. I show you that I have this stuff, and I can show you that I'm going to be the right guy for you. I can show you that I'm going to be the person you need to fall in love with. I can show you that I'm going to get that job that I really want. I can show you that I'm going to finish my education. However, I never really did do it. And the woman falls in love with the potential for what the man could be. Or I would say that the man once loved me like this. He no longer loves me like this. But I still have this thought that if I can just get him back to that place, we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so they look at the potential of the relationship. And I'm not saying this is just for women. I don't want to just,
but
you know,
do women do it because they're more, they're just more, they're nurturers. They're more loving. They're more kind. I mean, at the end of the day, they're the nurturer of the two sexes.
Well, you know, I can't,
I
can't say necessarily, for me, I can't say necessarily as nurturing. I'll say that there's there is not as many men who are on the level of many women a lot of times. So the things that they're looking for.
Say that again, though.
I'll say it like this. I'll see there's a lot of guys who think they're men, but they really aren't men.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are acting more like a boy, or I would say extended adolescence. You know, so they're wanting to play around. They're not getting their careers together. They're wanting to do some of the things that they should be only wanting to do in their adolescent stage, but they're still carrying that into the 20s and the 30s, sometimes in their 40s and 50s. And a lot of times a woman will look at some things that a man can't provide for them. They'll look at some of the potential they have, but you got to see the writing on the wall at the end of the day.
Is that the Peter Pan syndrome thing?
The Peter Pan syndrome.
So. What is that? They just popped into my head. So, what is that? Do you
just not wanting to grow up?
Not
just
wanting to grow up.
Forever being a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you mentioned before, the dopamine of just staying in that adolescent high of excitement and fun and not owning any kind of responsibilities.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
And again, I don't want to just overgeneralize this. It's not just women, but at the end of the day, if you're loving someone who does not love you back, you probably have to stop that. So, yeah, and grieve the relationship and kind of move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so what are the signs that you need to let go of a relationship that is based on potential?
That is based on potential. Well, you know, there is a balance, you know, because somebody may be down on their luck, or someone is not at the place you want them to be. Potential is a real thing, you know. In fact, my wife saw potential in me because the one thing I would say is that she saw me taking initiative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to talk a good game. I'm actually going to show you from a behavioral standpoint that I'm going to do some of the things.
Going to do the work you need to do.
Exactly, to try to reach my potential. I wasn't the husband I am now when I first got married. However, I was willing to go reach out and talk to mentors. I was willing to read some books. I was willing to go to counseling. I was willing to do some of the things I needed to reach my potential. And so I'm showing you from a behavioral standpoint that I'm not going to be incongruent. I'm going to show you that I'm going to try to realize my potential. And so there is a balance. So you have to look at some of those things. But really what you have to do is look at the writing on the wall. Sometimes you have to be objective. And whenever you look at someone, they, you know what, you're striving to meet your potential, or are you just putting on a facade to try to let me believe that you're trying to reach your potential? And don't fall in love with the dream that somebody sells you, because sometimes they can sell you a really good dream. I know a lot of people that can, and men and women, they can sell you a really good dream even though there's not a lot of substance behind it. And stop having conversations with people who don't want to change. If he doesn't want to change, or she doesn't want to change, like, don't try to change that person.
All right. Well, you should never try to change anybody, right? Accept them as they are, or that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so great to have you guys in studio today. Vaughn, you're always great to have you. And Patricia, great to thank you for your contribution. Lovely wife you have there, Vaughn. And so good to finally meet you. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. I love doing it. And today was extra special with Vaughn Eaglin and Patricia and Dr. Forrest Talley. So you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.